listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of January 14th, 2013, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and has kept it off for now over two decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week, we're talking about one of my favorite foods and one that is actually helpful for losing weight and getting healthy. It's the potato.
Oh, that's a surprising announcement there. I know you have talked about the potato being getting a bad rap, so this is good to clear all that up. So what makes a potato so wonderful?
Well, first I want to say that, you know, we shouldn't be afraid of eating potatoes as a food that might make us gain weight, because while I was losing weight, I lost 100 pounds, mm-hmm. I ate a baked potato about three times a week.
Whoa.
And the key was that I ate it with the skin on.
Mm.
And that seems to be the most important thing about potatoes, is making sure you keep the skin on them, because that's where a lot of the nutrients are. A lot of the health benefits, the phytonutrients, and mm-hmm. the minerals.
So if you have French fries with the skin on, it'll be fine.
I would only say that if you make your own French fries at home with coconut oil.
With coconut oil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because bad oils can just totally negate.
That's a whole other topic.
Yeah, a whole other topic.
Just wanted to clear that up for you.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, first of all, potatoes are brimming with a lot of nutrients. They have vitamin C. They also have protein. And they have other essential minerals like iron and potassium and copper and manganese.
Mm-hmm.
They all are also a very good source of fiber, which is important for stabilizing blood sugar levels and also keeping the colon healthy.
Mm.
One of the things that we know about potatoes is that they will help to lower cholesterol because of their fiber. So high fiber foods will do that.
Right.
It's really, really a very important piece. And mm-hmm. also the fiber will protect your colon from colon polyps.
Okay.
And colon cancer.
Mm.
So high fiber foods will do that. And potatoes are certainly, you know, fall into that category.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They also have a lot of good B vitamins, which B vitamins are what provide our cells with energy.
Okay.
And so the more energy we have, the more healthy we are and the more motivated we are to, you know, be active.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really important thing.
Okay.
But there's something else about the potato that I found fascinating. And that is that plant geneticists at the Agricultural Research Service have identified 60 different kinds of phytochemicals and vitamins in the skins and the flesh of at least 100 wild and commercially grown species of potatoes. So nearly all potatoes are healthy.
So it's 60 different phytochemicals in any variety, including conventionally grown?
Yes.
Wow.
Right. I know. It's amazing, isn't it? And they also found that the phenolic content, which is phenols are a particular type of phytonutrient, rivals that of broccoli, spinach, and Brussels sprouts.
Oh, wow.
So, and those are pretty potent antioxidant foods.
Yeah.
You know, important for, you know, overall health and prevention of disease.
Right.
So, and they found that potatoes also include a type of phytonutrient called flavonoids,
mm-hmm.
which have protective activity against heart disease, respiratory problems, and certain cancers.
Mm.
So potatoes are, you know, they're coming to the forefront of being known for their health benefit rather than just being a starchy, fatty food.
Right, right,
yeah.
Right.
But the key seems to be the skins. So we have to be really important. And I actually had a really great question on the on one of our message boards
mm-hmm.
about the – someone said, what about studies that have shown that the skins of potatoes are toxic?
Ooh.
And that's actually very old information, and it was somewhat exaggerated by the media.
Hmm.
But actually, the skins of potatoes alone are not toxic. But if the potatoes begin to form those little sprouts,
yeah.
or if they have little green parts on them.
Yeah, like they're starting to sprout and grow.
Right, yeah. Then there are compounds called solanines that form around the sprouts and underneath in the flesh of the green parts.
Uh-huh.
So if you have a potato that's sprouting or having green,
mm-hmm.
then you don't want to eat that potato.
Oh.
And certainly not the skin of those, because they can be kind of toxic.
Oh.
And the toxicity is something like, you know, where you feel dizzy. You might feel nauseous.
Hmm.
But, you know, if you get like large amounts, and we're talking like on the order of eating something like 10 or 50 potatoes at once.
Oh, my God.
Which would probably never happen. You know, sometimes studies are done at large, higher concentrations.
Sure.
But they said that, you know, people can go into a coma. from eating that much of that solanine.
I would think just generally you go in a coma after having 50 potatoes. Yeah. But what about the, you know, the pesticide stuff on the skin?
Well, that's another concern. So, you know, potatoes are actually on the Environmental Working Group's list of Dirty Dozen.
Oh, they are.
So you should buy organic potatoes as much as possible.
That's important.
And especially since you're eating the skins, because they can absorb more pesticides than other types of vegetables that grow above the ground. Because when they grow below the ground, they're absorbing more.
They're absorbing everything, right.
Right. So that is a good point that we should put out there.
Okay. Very good. Okay. What else should we know about the spud?
Well, the thing is that, you know, don't be afraid of it, and don't be afraid of this rumor about toxicity. It's really not that big of a deal. And in fact, cooking destroys most of that anyway.
Oh.
So if you bake your potato, as long as you get rid of the eye, you know, remove the eyes and get rid of the little sprouts and things like that.
Just cut those out.
Yes, cut those out, you know, and get rid of it. And then it's, you know, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay. Very good. Great, Dia, and thank you for another informative week. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of Process Free America. We're a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. You can check out our message board that we just mentioned, which is free to everyone right now, and many other awesome podcasts and lots of great articles and lots of information about Dee's book, Scientist Skinny, at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.